Joining us on WRCO is Bob Totten. Thanks for taking time out on this Labor Day, Bob. It's been kind of a labor of love to get a plaque up at the old Kroska Park. And what can you tell us about it?
Well, I guess it is a labor of love. Maybe I'm a little bit too sentimental in many ways, but you know, I spent a lot of time at that park growing up back in the 50s and the 60s and played a lot of baseball on the old diamond that used to be there. And I guess a couple of years ago when I was home visiting my mom and my sister, I had happened to stop at the park, and I've done that before as well, but I walked out to where center field used to be. That's where I played an awful lot of ball. And I just got to, you know, trying to visualize what the old diamond used to look like and kind of wondering, okay, now where was home plate originally there? And so that kind of got me started to look at finding out exactly where that was located. So I started looking for pictures, any old pictures I could find. And even my mom's old home movies, she has one set of movies that was taken from a family reunion back in the mid-50s when we were up at the old park and having a big picnic and playing softball on the West Diamond. But there were pictures there of the city team warming up on the baseball diamond behind us there. So I got to looking at that, and I found some other pictures, but I could never really place where home plate was. And so it kind of became a little bit of a struggle for me to figure out exactly where it was. And then I got to thinking, you know, if I can't find it, there are a lot of other people who probably don't remember anything about that ballpark, especially the younger generations. And I thought, you know, that's kind of a shame because it played such a big role in the lives of a lot of us who grew up in Richland Center, you know, playing ball there and swimming and doing all kinds of other things at that park. So I got to thinking, well, I know Pat Elliott, you know, Pat, and I knew Pat was a part of the park board, so I got a hold of Pat, and I said, Pat, what do you think people might say if I tried to get some type of a memorial established here near where home plate might have been, just in commemorating the old park? I wanted to do something for the park and for the city and for the guys, all the guys that played ball there over the decades. And Pat said, you know, that sounds like a pretty good idea. So we tried to still determine where home plate was, and we kind of came to the conclusion that it must be in that parking lot, the west part of the parking lot at the community center that was there. So there was no way that we could put something right there where it was had been located. So I thought, well, how about a memorial stone just off the edge of the parking lot? And Pat said, you know, that might be something. So he took it to the board, and they said, yeah, that would be kind of neat thing to do. But then the public works people had to approve it, too. And as it turned out, some of the provisions and things that they have to follow, the park board said, I'm sorry, the public works people said, no, we can't do it like that. So I said, fine. And I almost gave up on the idea, except for the fact that they had said that they were in the process of building dugouts on the softball diamonds, and maybe we could put something up there on the edge of one of those to commemorate it. And I said, no, I said, I didn't think that was appropriate for what I wanted to do. And so I kind of gave up on the idea for a while. And then this spring I got to thinking, you know, what if we just did a plaque and put it on a pole? I guess what happened was I saw the dedication to Governor Thompson, I guess it was, mm-hmm. at the park. And I think they have something there that's pretty nice for him. And I said, could I do something and put it on a post or something near that? And they said, well, we could think about that a little bit. And as it turns out, they eventually approved me to do a plaque, but it would have to be attached to something that was already there. And so that was Dr. Meyer's building that's there. So, and they restricted the size of it, which was fine, to an 8 18 by 24. And so then I went ahead and I contacted some people here in Neenah, and we talked quite a bit about how this could be done. And at first, I know that back in center, they were talking about maybe just some type of a plastic type of thing. And I said, no, I want something that's going to last a long time. And so I have a bronze plaque made up, and we're going to try to dedicate it on Friday.
Awesome. Do you have a greatest memory for yourself personally on that field?
Well, there are all kinds of them. You know, the more I sat out there in center field that one day and thought about things, you know, the more memories that came back to me. I can remember running into the old light poles out there chasing a fly ball once, and I thought I broke my ribs. And I can remember playing city ball there besides Legion ball and high school ball, intermediate ball. They're just all kinds of memories, just playing with guys. I think one of the neatest things was that when I was a freshman, Russell Gauld and I had just finished practice down on the West Diamond, and we came up by the varsity who were practicing on the baseball diamond, and we were just taking a drink from the old fountain there, and Mr. Wheelock said, "How do you guys want to be on the varsity team too?" And Russ and I said, "Oh yeah, we will." Well, we ended up kind of being more managers, and we got to play a little bit. But you have to remember that was the team that went to state in '63 with some very good ball players. You know, of course, Vern Geisert was a part of that, and Lance Myers, Gerald Hoskins, Tom Beatty, Monty Slapak. I'm thinking Gary Patch and Bunny Fowler. Just all great ball players and great role models for guys like us. So, yeah, there are lots of good memories.
I'm sure of that. And just all of the eras that played there, and even, you know, later on, the home talent team played there as well. So everybody, all ages are welcome to the dedication. What time is it going to happen on Friday, Bob?
We're going to do it at about 11 o'clock. You know, I know that, 9/11 is a very special day for our whole nation, and 25 years since that awful morning. But just going to maybe add one positive type of remembrance to this day, besides remembering what happened then.
Can you give us a little clue on what the plaque says?
It's called Our Field of Dreams. That's the title on it, and I have a home plate on it, and within the home plate, there's a dedication to all the boys and men who have played baseball on that field over the years. And then I wrote a little poem that went along with it that's over on the side. So I think I won't tell you what that says. Maybe that'll draw some people to come and take a look at it.
Well, so good to hear from you again, and thanks for giving back to your community, and we appreciate you joining us this morning on the air.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil, and thanks for all you do for our community, too. You know, I know I've been up here since 1972. You know, this is my home up here now, but really, Richland Center will always be my home, no matter where I go and where I take myself in my life. I can't think of a better place to have grown up as a kid. So thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Bob Totten joining us here on WRCO.